Hey everyone, what's up? Thanks for joining us. We're happy right now to be joined by one of our buddies. It's Big Cat from Barstool Sports, FaceTiming with us. We want to catch up with him about a bunch of stuff, including the Vikings, the Bears, and the NFC North. What's up, Big Cat?
How are we doing? How's everything going up in Minnesota?
I think everything's good. I mean, this is a little bit of the abyss time, man. For if you work for an NFL team, this is the abyss. You know what I mean?
Right. Are you guys all Timberwolves fans now that you've switched? No more Vikings?
You're on the Vikings bandwagon, and this is the time of year when you can hop onto some others. Wolves, definitely a popular one right now.
Yes. Treat Jimmy Butler well. That's all I ask.
You're a big Jimmy Butler guy. I know that.
I am. I love Jimmy Butler. You guys do not get the rights to the Jimmy G Buckets nickname, but you can have, obviously, Jimmy Butler because that's how NBA contracts work, so I don't own him.
Right.
But I'm going to lend him to you for a couple of years here. He's worth the price of admission. He's a top 15 guy in the NBA. He's a guy – I mean, now you got two guys who are premier talents in Karl-Anthony Towns and Jimmy Butler. So you guys are in good hands. As long as Tom Thibodeau doesn't play Jimmy 47 minutes a game, which might, you should be okay.
Yeah. You're a big J journalist. That's why we have you with us, okay?
Yes. All yes. Right.
So our common arch nemesis was just placed even higher on a pedestal. Aaron Rodgers, NFL Player of the Year at the ESPYs. Your thoughts?
I saw that. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Because I also have noticed that there's the undercurrent of should the Packers have won more Super Bowls with Aaron Rodgers? That's a storyline I'd like to get out there. I'd like people to start glomming onto that. The old, like, oh, he's got a Super Bowl, which the Bears and Vikings, you know, don't, I mean, the Bears don't have forever, since 1985, the Vikings don't have, period.
Right.
But still, they should have won more. So let's just leave it at that. Aaron Rodgers should have won more.
Okay, so with a clean conscience, we can do that? Like, that's not cutting someone else down to build yourself up? We can do this?
Nope. I actually think there's some truth in it because Aaron Rodgers, I've said for probably 4 or 5 years now, and I might be because I get to see him twice a year, you know, kick the hell out of the Bears, but I think he's the best quarterback in the NFL. So the fact that he's only won one Super Bowl, it is a little weird to me. I mean, a guy who is that good and that talented, he gets that kind of criticism if he doesn't produce, you know, more than one Super Bowl.
Speaking of quarterbacks and the Packers, I didn't read the story when it came out, but I saw Clay Matthews said that he's going to miss Jay Cutler. So I'm guessing he was trolling Jay Cutler.
I would say there are probably a lot of people in the NFC North that are going to miss Jay Cutler.
Okay.
Actually, myself included. I think everyone's going to miss Jay Cutler, which kind of speaks to Jay Cutler's legacy, right? Like the teams he plays are going to miss him because he usually gave a couple away. And I'm going to miss him because the facts are facts. He was the best Chicago Bears quarterback of all time, which probably speaks more to the Bears franchise than anything. But it is true. Jay Cutler, things obviously didn't go well. But it's so funny because the most Jay Cutler thing about his retirement is we can now continue all these debates forever.
I think he would be the odds-on favorite to have the best performance.
Yeah.
So I'm glad he's gone.
I'd agree with that, but I'm excited because, you know, it's nice to have that, you know, jolt of, hey, what if this is the guy with Mitch Trubisky? And
right.
I am a big Mitch Trubisky fan.
Mitchell. Mitchell.
No, he said he doesn't care, and okay. So I'm going with Mitch.
All right.
So, I'm still a little miffed by the way the Bears operated this offseason by giving Glennon all that money. And then, which isn't, you know, it wasn't like tons and tons of money, but then inviting him to the draft party, then trading up, then drafting a quarterback.
Yeah.
The whole thing, Ryan Pace just continues to negotiate against himself, it seems like. So,
okay.
I like the guy, but I don't like how we got there.
Okay, but let me come at you from the other side of that. We just traded last year for Sam Bradford. And so the Eagles gave Bradford a bunch of money. And then selected Carson Wentz. They wound up flipping Bradford for a first. And so they had to give up a first, I believe, to get Wentz. But they got that first back by trade. What if that's what he's doing?
You mean so Mike Glennon is going to be traded for a first-round pick? Is that what you're saying?
seems unlikely at this time. Yeah, I saw your
brain stop there, because you're like, wow, that was a really dumb thing I said.
You don't know what Glennon's going to do this year for you. So sure. I'm just saying.
We don't know anyone. We don't know what anyone's going to do. You're right.
Can we go back to the days when the Lions were 4-12 every year?
Yeah, that would be nice, but that could happen at any point. So I feel like that, even when they look like they're putting it all together, that's when they go backwards. By the way, I like that we talked about the Bears quarterback problems. Who is the Vikings quarterback? Do you guys even like who? What's going to be the? Is it going to be like a compression, a knee brace, and a bunch of sleeves? Like, what are you guys going to put together out there?
Sleeves, Sammy sleeves. That's our
guy. Are you guys done with Teddy Bridgewater?
I don't think so.
Is he on schedule and everything? Does everything look?
I think so. Like here's, I don't. You don't know if he's going to make it back on time and be great and all that stuff until it happens. But I think there are times when you know if it's – like you definitely know it's not going to happen. Like think about a golfer in a golf tournament on Thursday. He shoots even par, you know, and then Friday he shoots one under. Like you don't know that he's not going to win the tournament. He still could. But if that golfer is 4 over on Thursday – like you know he's not winning the tournament.
Okay.
So
okay.
Like so Teddy has not gone 4 over on any of his rounds in the golf tournament.
Has there so maybe I'm just not following it closely enough. Has there been anything like, hey, Teddy's on time, Teddy's doing well?
Yeah, yeah. Zim and Rick both basically said that during the off.
Like Zimmer, who's basically Teddy Bridgewater's like he tried to leave it off Teddy Bridgewater, I think.
He what?
Mike Zimmer tried to like completely dock Teddy Bridgewater. There's never been a coach that loves a quarterback more than those two guys.
Yeah, I mean Zim loves Teddy. I mean he's a huge Teddy guy.
So but the only person who said Teddy's doing okay is the guy who like has unconditional love for him. I got it. But,
okay, why do you have to try and dash our dreams all the time? This, I mean, it sucks when you do that. He's on track.
My dreams have been gone as well. The problem is when you guys think your lot in life is different than mine, that's when we have a problem.
Okay. All right. I don't. We're in the same lot, okay? We're chasing him. I hate that you have Jordan Howard because I think he's good. He killed us last year 2 times. What is it about us that you're like, I hate that you guys have this or are good at this? What about the Vikings is annoyingly good to the adversaries?
Well, it was Adrian Peterson. So that's gone now. I guess I'm jealous of your guys' defense, but the defense fell apart. So
fell apart? No, it didn't fall apart. We had the best defense in the NFL last year.
Under what statistic?
Mine.
So I guess I'm jealous of your guys' defense a little bit.
Okay.
To be determined. But other than that, not a whole lot.
Okay. You checked out our guy, Miguel Sano, and the Home Run Derby and all that. Did you guys have a good time? We follow all your stuff at, you know, Barstool Sports, the Pardon My Take podcast at Pardon My Take. It seemed like you guys were killing it and having a good time.
We had a great time. Special shout out to Miguel Sano because we had tickets for the Home Run Derby and we were probably sitting only like 430 feet away. So we were a little bit close to the Home Run Derby. But the one guy who was hitting it close to us was Miguel Sano because he didn't have, like, actual power. Yeah. So I was just trying to – it was, like, the only excitement we had on the – like, oh, here he comes. I should have started, sorry. Oh, here he comes. Like, maybe we'll catch one here. When Aaron Judge came up, like, here he comes. He's going to hit one 200 feet over our head.
Right. Percent chances you get to Minneapolis sometime between October and May to watch Jimmy Buckets play for the Wolves?
Well, I will definitely be in Minneapolis for the Super Bowl. Okay. So if they're playing, I assume they'll be playing at some point that week.
Yeah.
So I'll see you then. I'm so excited to be in Minneapolis in the middle of February this year.
See, I'm telling you. See, no one likes the cold, including us. But the special deal with the NFL and the Super Bowl is basically everything it touches turns to gold. You're going to have a great time in Minneapolis for the Super
Bowl. I love Minneapolis. I actually like Minneapolis. I just rather not be there in February. Minnesota, nice.
Right. All right, man. Thanks for your time. You're super busy at Barstool Sports. People can follow you at Barstool Big Cat. Follow your stuff at Barstool Sports, the Pardon My Take podcast, all that good stuff. But you're super busy, and you spent, you know, 20 minutes with us slappies, so we really appreciate it, man.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, see you.